This article and the one before is accompanied by large coloured pictures of the King's visit to Harwell. He's looking very smart in a pale grey summer suit. Royal visit recognises vital space boost to economy. King Charles' visit to Harwell Science Campus near Didcot recognises the vital contribution to the space sector which makes to the UK economy, according to the country's space minister. The King was at the Science and Innovation Campus on Friday to officially open the new UK Space and Defence Gateway. Harwell Science and Innovation Campus is the UK's largest space cluster, and the gateway will be a dedicated hub for the space and defence sectors, driving national and global collaboration between government, the academic world and industry. It will focus on linking innovation to investment-building partnerships to shape tomorrow's space and defence economy and helping businesses to sustainable start and grow in the UK. The gateway will be based in new co-working and event space at the heart of the Harwell Campus Space Cluster. Space Minister Liz Lloyd said, "The opening of the Space and Defence Gateway is a significant moment for the UK's defence space sector, and His Majesty the King's visit to Harwell underlines the vital contribution this cluster makes to our economy. We are committed to building a national capabilities that deliver better space services and create global export opportunities. I look forward to seeing the gateway deepen the collaboration that this turns world-class talent into real breakthrough." Following the launch, King Charles said to staff gathered at Compass, "I congratulate you for all your efforts and look forward to seeing all the developments that take place here over the years." Among the guests at the campus of the launch was British astronaut Tim Peake. For more than 60 years, Rutherford Appleton Laboratory Space has provided the specialist expertise that underpins science applications around the world, including Earth observation work that supports action on climate change, biodiversity loss, and resilience to environmental change. It has contributed to more than 200 instruments in space and has played a key role in establishing the UK as a competitive force in the global space economy. This REL Space is one of the anchor organisations of the Harwell Space Cluster and a cornerstone of the space sector. The cluster is Europe's largest concentration of space organisations, supporting more than 120 public and private organisations, along more than 330 defence and security organisations. Dr. Barbara Ganelli, Director of Innovation Clusters and Harwell Campus, said, "The gateway is not only a physical hub with access to multidisciplinary cutting-edge facilities, it is a new way of working which brings together civil and defence space stakeholders across government, industry, academia and the investment community to enable a clear pathway between innovation, scale-up and to deliver on national priorities. I look forward to working alongside our partners in the gateway across the UK and internationally to help our businesses thrive while making a real difference to the world." Dr. Sarah Bernsley, Director of REL Space, said, "Welcoming His Majesty the King to our state-of-the-art facility has been a real privilege. Pushing the boundaries of technology and testing satellites before launch means that we can put innovative ideas into orbit to shape our future."